Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Dire Straits bringing us back. Mark Knopfler on vocals and guitar. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. If you got any complaints, I'm the guy. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Chip Bell's our guest, our good friend. We always have fun with him. We always get smarter when he joins us. He's forgotten more about customer care and taking care of customers, loving them up, than most people will know. He's written all the books on the topic. ChipBell.com, is that right?
That's it.
So
that's
check it out, Jim. Folks. They can find all your books there, including the new one, Kaleidoscope.
Yes, absolutely.
All that's
and
there.
And you can find them all on Amazon.
There you go. Go to that place. Hey, Chip, we're talking about how to adapt and to the changes of the world is putting on the relationship. It's not putting.
Right.
It's not changing customers, but it's putting. It's making changes to how we start, and develop and maintain a relationship with customers, because it's giving them new expectations. And one example is, I love it when I order something from anybody, whether it be a small business or whoever. I love it when they tell me. When they send me an email and say, your stuff is here or your stuff will be here tomorrow. I like that.
Right.
Now, I didn't have to have that 50 years ago, but I like it. And so I kind of expect it now. And there's nothing in that that a small business can't do. What do you think?
Isn't that the changes that we have to deal with? Yeah, we've got a small community as a small business. That's the definition of a small business. You've got a small community. You don't have to compete with Walmart. You don't have to compete with the big boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the capacities that a small business has that a big box doesn't is the personal relationship. I know my customers. I can communicate to them. And so it's developing the kind of simple technology that allows me to reach out and communicate when I want to. People don't have a problem giving you their email address anymore.
Right.
You know, it's like, what's your name? What's your email?
But how many times have you been in a small business lately and they did not ask you for your email?
And I always think you've just missed an opportunity to communicate with me. And we've got all kinds of real simple tools and techniques that we can set up on our computer to stay in constant contact. Constant contact with our customers. And like you say, you purchase something and you order something from them, it's here. Come by and pick it up.
There are tools that are available to small business. Some of them are free that allow you to appear to be and somewhat be similar to Walmart, Amazon, or the big guys. And I keep telling people, Chip, you don't have to win the technology race with Amazon, but you have to let your customers have to believe that you're running in the race.
Yeah.
You have to show up, don't you?
Exactly. It's like Twitter. People say to me, how do you tweet seven times a day? And I go, I write tweets once a month, and then I can program on a simple tool that falls every hour I want, every day I want.
Yep.
It's automatic.
Yep.
You know, and it's simple stuff like that, and it's available.
And that's free.
Some
of those programs,
Absolutely.
We may pay for one of those programs. We do the same thing, but it's basically let me put it this way: if it's not free, it's an expense you can't do without.
Well, it's $30 a year. That's not a very heavy duty or that kind of thing.
I think most of us can handle that.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Let me throw one other thing in here, Chip. You and I are talking about all these different things, but folks, what we're saying is not important. What's important is what your customers are saying, and you don't know what they're saying or thinking unless you have that kind of a conversation with them. Whatever you be doing tomorrow is in their head today, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it can be as simple as asking one question, like when they're buying something, what's one thing we could do to improve our experience at this store? What's one thing? Mm-hmm. And people get used to you asking that and have a little pad there right beside the cash register and write it down.
Right.
That, even a small gesture like that says you care about my feedback, you care about improving, you care about serving me well.
Mm-hmm.
And so that alone helps build that relationship with that customer.
How about this, Chip? I call you up, right, or you come in the store, and I say, John, I'm sure you don't do all your business with me, and you probably buy somewhere else. You may even buy from Amazon. But if you could think of one thing that I could do that would make me a little more that fit into how you think about buying things or acquiring things or shopping or whatever, if you could think about one thing, what would that be?
Right. Oh, yeah. And there, I mean, you're involving the customer, and that's mm-hmm. what customers like today is – I don't want just a simple transaction that I'm a stranger. I want a relationship. And everything you do to communicate, everything you reach out to me, everything you do to partner with me helps deepen that relationship and makes me want to come back and makes me want to be an advocate on your behalf.
And I'll tell you, there are two different worlds out there right now. There's the baby boomer world, and there's the rest, the millennial world to a large degree. And that's half of the U.S. Population. And
right there.
The baby boomers have different expectations from millennials, don't they?
They do.
You got to think about that.
Right.
Yep. Hey, Chip, will you come back?
I will. I look forward to it.
Good job today.
Always have fun.
Good job today. ChipBell.com, right?
Yes, sir.
The new book is called Kaleidoscope. Don't forget Sprinkles. That's another one. That's kind of my favorite still. Chip Bell, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. We'll get smarter when he does. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.